This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the recent elections to the European Parliament, a number of very right-wing parties won a substantial number of seats. They include the National Front from France and the UK Independence Party. The rise of these far-right parties is causing concern amongst unionists in the region. I talked to young Willem Hadrian about the issue. Mr. Hadrian is the General Secretary of the European Federation of Public Service Unions, EPSU. He was in the UK attending the annual conference of Unison, Britain's largest public sector union. I asked him about the rise of the far-right parties and the possible implications for the provision of quality public services in Europe.
Quite clearly, we are very concerned about the recent upswing in the extreme right-wing vote in the European Parliament elections. What you now see is that there are a number of parties with extremist, racist, fascist, or even neo-Nazi views which come into the European Parliament. That means they will use the European Parliament as a platform for their views. That's trade unions where this is obviously abhorrent to us. One of the things that means for the European trade union movement is that we will have to stand up very firmly and make also very clear that as unions we will stand up for the protection of migrant workers. The implication of this upswing for the provision of quality public services is as yet maybe difficult to judge. Sometimes the extreme right-wing parties will claim they are also defending quality public services, but in practice, one of their basic tenets is a very orthodox liberal economic program, and I think it's important that we never forget that.